Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Mike Kennan is with us. Mike is the Emergency Management Coordinator here in Cass County. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. It's a slow time of the year, right, for you? No such thing?
No. Right now it's budgets and public hearings and a lot of things going on for us.
There are always things going on. Let's just look at it that way. We wanted to talk a little bit about some storm spotter training that you have coming up. It's not until next month into February, but we want to be prepared before the real storm season gets here. Is this something for everyone? Can anyone benefit from this?
Absolutely. The National Weather Service puts this program on. It is for everyone. Anyone that has any type of an interest in knowing a little bit more about storms and how they work, if they want to do some spotting as well, it's an invaluable resource. They come, we get them like every other year. So we really have to take advantage of them when they're here. It's a very informal class. They go through like a PowerPoint presentation with some other media involved in there. It is a National Weather Service meteorologist that's there. So if you ever have if you've had a question that you've wanted to ask somebody that has something to do with that, we get all kinds of questions when we do have folks there. It's kind of funny because some people think, well, I'm asking a dumb question, but virtually everybody in the class is probably maybe thinking of that same question. So it's a very informal. It's very good. We've had young kids there and older folks, of course. So
absolutely,
just, we get all kinds, and we get a lot of our emergency responders, a lot of enforcement and fire departments that are there as well to kind of bone up on what's coming up.
Yeah, and what's required? I mean, or what's expected if somebody takes the class? Then are they required to take a test? Are they required to help out? Are they expected to do certain things?
No, you're not expected to do anything. I mean, you can do it just strictly for yourself. There are things that we introduced to people. The Weather Service they have a sheet, a reference sheet there of how you can submit information to the Weather Service. You can go about getting an official title for them so that they know who you are. You know, you can say, I'm spotter such and such number. They know who you are. They get familiar with you. That way, if you have outlandish reports, they identify you as well. And if they know they can come to depend on your reports, they will certainly notice that as well.
Do you depend a lot on local spotters in time of emergency?
Absolutely, and we want to hear from those folks, especially when we have something that is a threat to a community or a threat in the county. If someone sees a funnel cloud, for instance, or a tornado on the ground, we definitely want to know that information. And we work closely with the Weather Service. We want people to dial 911 and tell us what they're seeing, or if they see large hail or damaging winds. We want to know that information as well. And then they can also, get a hold of the Weather Service. And we do too. We have meteorologists calling our comm center regularly when we have a period of severe weather.
Sure. Yeah, we all know technology has gotten way better, and it continues to get better day by day. But still, it's hard to beat eyes on the ground.
Exactly. And, so many people have smartphones now, and you can send that information directly to the Weather Service. And they, like I say, you can't deny a photo or a video.
Right.
And the Weather Service is getting better about accepting that type of information.
Sure.
Our 911 centers will, over time, get better at receiving that type of information as well.
Absolutely. Well, it all helps if you save one life somewhere along the line. It was more than worth the time.
Exactly.
That training class is coming up on February 25th. That's a Monday. That'll be at the courthouse?
It'll be in the courtroom on the second floor in the courthouse at 7 p.m. We generally have a pretty large crowd. 70, 80 people is not uncommon. So we'll have a pretty good crowd there.
And folks who have taken the class before, it's always good to bone up.
We have a lot of repeat folks come and every time it's offered.
No cost?
No cost. We want you there.
No registration? Just be there.
Just be there.
Very good. All right. Well,
if you have any questions, you can give me a call. My number's 254-1500. I can, answer whatever questions you might have. But, if you have an interest, feel free to come.
Very good. Take advantage of the opportunity while it's presented to you there. A lot of issues with regard to emergency management processes and things when we get to talking about things. We were talking ahead of time that we've seen some house fires here lately, too. Are there some things that people should probably be aware of this time of the year?
You know, what I've said, and I don't want to get too involved because there's a lot that goes, we could talk for a long time.
Sure.
But keep fire safety in mind. We've had instances this winter where someone noticed that their lights were flickering in a morning.
Yeah.
And they, they somewhat disregarded it. Don't do that. Or a breaker tripped and they went and flipped that breaker back on without really doing due diligence as far as finding out what may have caused that. We had a gentleman in one of these recent fires. It was a paper shredder, which you don't hear about maybe them catching on fire, but he had been shredding papers most of the day, and they determined that, and he walked away, and it caught on fire. So whether it was the mechanism within it or the electricity going to it. Maybe it was a hot wire that was going to the appliance. And of course you always look at space heaters.
Sure.
And extension cords that may be, strung out to plug that space heater in that is overtaxing that. There's just any number of things, you need to kind of take a big picture look at what's going on. If you've got a fireplace or a wood-burning stove, keep track of what's going on there, because if you walk away, things can get out of hand for you.
Just takes a minute. That's
that
for
is
sure.
For sure.
You bet. So be aware of those kinds of things. Boy, in your business too, Mike, it's kind of like ours sometimes with technology. Just about the time you think you got it licked, the next greatest, biggest thing comes out, and it seems like you're always trying to play catch-up all the time. I'm sure it's like that in your business too.
Sure. Right now, the big thing that other surrounding counties are talking about is it's called the ISIX system. It's a statewide interoperable radio system for emergency response. Law enforcement, state patrol, surrounding fire departments. They are committing, counties are committing to this system. Page County just switched over. Montgomery County has committed to going on this system. So it's something in the future that we are certainly looking at. We are kind of in a wait and see mode. With that, we are in discussions with Motorola, who got the state contract for this system. But Cass County is, at some point, going to transfer onto this system. It's just a matter of when that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, there's money involved, there's always expense, but again, if you're not up to date and you can't contact the people you need to be in contact with during an emergency, what was the point in the first place?
Exactly. And if people ask, well, why would, if our system works now, why do we want to get on to this other system? Well, if we don't, we will quickly become an island And we will not, you know, we'll be able to talk to ourselves, but we will not, we'll have difficulty talking to anybody else. Yeah. And so that's kind of the impetus for us to look at this. And it is an upgrade on systems we have now. It is a 700 megahertz system. Right now we work on UHF and VHF systems. It will certainly be an upgrade on those systems. We'll have a more reliable radio system, it's kind of exciting to think about what's going to happen in the future.
I've heard people talk in the past about holes in the county, some places where you just can't get signals out of.
Absolutely.
Some of those issues, they have to be dealt with.
We currently have that, and we may never get to completely avoid some of that, especially with handheld radios that, you know, someone has on their hip. I believe we've got pretty good coverage in vehicles, you know, in car radios. But if you get in some places where you're down in a basement in a certain location in the county, you're always going to have maybe some issues reaching those.
Back to what we talked about up front, it certainly isn't the slow season, is it?
No, it never is.
Just different priorities come up during the course of time. Well, hey, thanks for doing what you guys do and continuing to help keep us safe out there, too. And don't forget about that Storm Spotter training class. Again, that's Monday, February 25th, 7 p.m. in the courtroom at the Cass County Courthouse. Make sure you stop on by if you think that's something that might be of interest and of benefit to you and those around you. Mike, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.